you know, this market is come from a market where ideas or promises attracted value, and there's a perception that that's going to continue, but it's not. And I think what you're seeing is shareholders taking a much more active role in, because the market's quite small, and there are many cross-holdings among shareholders, and shareholders asking themselves how they can encourage and play a better role in facilitating, you know, parking the projects in the right place and allowing, you know, good commercial transactions to happen. I mean, we've made this comment publicly. I was quoted, and I did comment on the Moto thing. Yeah, the point here is that there's a junior company promising to build a mine in Africa which hasn't ever been built before, in a market where, you know, 8 out of 10 developments didn't work. You've got to ask yourself the question, and there's certainly interest in from people like us and others in participating in this, but with the realization that this is not going to happen in 2 years, as they say. And so, you know, it's their prerogative to over-promote it. It's my job as an interested party to try and put it into perspective. And I guess at the end of the day, the outcome of that will be driven by government and shareholders. Want to send that message loud and clear to the market that we don't overpay. So, you know, if you're trying to over promote something for the sake of an exit, you mustn't count us, and the shareholders should be aware that we're not going to play in that game. So if they are looking for long term benefits out of that, they need to have a say early on.